Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code BROS. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Monday Morning Recap, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Special guest sponsor today, GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros. 50% off those bundle packages where you can find Delco Dan sleeping on it right now. Look at him there. How you feeling there, Delco?
Never better, dude.
You went for it last night. You said Eagles by 40. We all laughed at you. And man, it was Eagles by 40.
Disappointed it didn't happen.
Yeah, it. Well, there was 18 garbage touchdowns in the end. I mean, it was
at one point. I mean, at one point you were leading by 34. I think you're good to go.
It was very similar to the national championship.
You got
this
sentiment
year.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a beatdown.
Yeah, it was a beatdown in every facet.
I just wouldn't admit though, hand up, like I got that wrong. So I apologize to the fans at home.
That what you missed?
They
by
didn't
a 40?
Win by 40. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not your fault.
That's
like,
on me.
You were literally up by 40, close to 40?
34.
Yeah.
Listen, it should have been 40-0.
I just want to take should've responsibility, okay? Scored. I'm a big accountability guy, and that's on me.
Well, let's start with taking accountability for your city here, because the Eagles as a team are very, very likable. The Eagles fan base is very, very unlikable, and we're seeing that live on air today unfolding around the nation.
How so?
Yeah.
Is this your first time ever seeing like a team win a championship in a city?
It's not, and that's what I can't figure out. You guys just won in 2017, right?
Yeah, most cities don't steal horses and shoot fireworks at each other.
I don't think they stole those horses.
I think those horses weren't stolen, but they were ripping down traffic lights.
Yeah,
and then they stomped on it like Iraqis stomping on a statue of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
It's just a traffic light. They're everywhere.
We hate stopping at this intersection.
There is no more frequent visual of government oppression than a traffic light.
Oh, you're man. Right. Yeah. In control.
Yeah.
My God. Dude.
I mean, agree. I fucking hate them.
Traffic laws.
Roundabouts. You can do roundabouts everywhere and problem solve.
Do you like roundabouts?
Love them.
Okay.
Because I could just go.
Traffic laws are a suggestion.
They are.
And that's it.
They are.
I don't follow any of them.
And now they put cameras on them.
No, those are illegal in most states now.
Well, now,
the cameras are still just there to trick dummies for the most part.
They really are.
Yeah, and they flash the light.
That's it. That's all they do. But Delco, when I go to act like you've done it before, you guys just did this 8 years ago. So it's not like this is a new thing.
It's fun to be a part of a riot.
Look, I've been a part of a riot. It is.
It's awesome.
But now it's like, hey, man, you've already won a Super Bowl. I could understand it for the Bills, the Vikings, who are eternal losers as well. Falcons, we have a fair weather fan base, so I'm not gonna. I don't think much would happen after that, to be honest with you. But
no, Atlanta just won the World Series 2 years ago. Nobody was fucking.
No one.
4 years ago, I guess.
No one. Everybody was pretty cool.
I was at the St. Louis Cardinals.
No one cares about baseball.
Well, we also, care about baseball.
The Braves fan base isn't really Atlanta based. It's like the whole South.
It's out by, yeah, exactly. And it's outside the city. But for Philadelphia, man, what is the fucking deal?
It's fun.
I'll just say this. The Chiefs, when they won their first Super Bowl, because that was a starved franchise. They hadn't won since the third Super Bowl IV, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I think they just had a good time. They were just like, wee.
You have booze in you. What? And you have booze in you. You win the game and you riot.
Yes. So let's start with some of the headlines here. We're Super Bowl in history. We'll go around the horn here. And by the way, I'm not saying this for Eagles fans, because for Eagles fans,
it's the best.
And same with Ohio State fans. It was the best. I'm sorry if you didn't like it at home. I don't give a fuck. And I'm sure Delco doesn't either.
This isn't even close to the worst Super Bowl. No. We were at the worst one.
The 13-3 one?
13-3 Patriots-Rams was a fucking shitty. The Rams don't have any fans. The Patriots fans were over it by then. So everything about that game fucking sucked.
But at least it was close. It was tied in the fourth quarter.
Don't care. It wasn't don't care. Good close. It was close. And nobody gave a fuck. Nobody at home and nobody in that goddamn stadium we were in care, except for one asshole that was sitting behind us that you threatened to rape.
Well, he deserved it.
Yeah.
He had to live with that moment the rest of his life.
I'll be totally honest. Derek's Super Bowl wasn't the most exciting game either. You guys kind of dominated.
Yeah, we beat the shit out of
Yeah.
What like was the final score?
24-10.
Actually, That's both the Super Bowls you were in were fairly low. I was going to mention the
Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks too. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with a dominant team dominating the fuck out of somebody. That's what's supposed to happen. What's not supposed to happen is that both teams suck.
Yes, I agree with you. I think that's the worst Super Bowl I've watched.
It's the worst one I've ever seen.
When they just can't do anything right.
So there was one good play in the entire game, and it was Gronk on like a 35-yard pass down the left side of the field. That was the only good play of the entire game.
Oh, in that game, yes. Yeah. Correct.
That's it.
But in this one, it was just utter
this game was exciting as shit, dude.
Dominance.
It may not have been exciting from a thriller standpoint, but it was exciting watching the fucking two-time defending champs get carved the fuck up.
And I love watching good defensive line play. Mm. Like I'm a defensive lineman, so I'm biased. But like if you understand what's going on up front and how hard it is to just physically impose dominance on somebody play after play after play, and it wasn't just the starters; the backups were coming in there and doing the same fucking thing.
And honestly, like it's funny. It's funny to watch sometimes, like maybe less on the NFL, but like, come on, like I was dying laughing when Notre Dame got butt fucked by Alabama in 2012. Like, it was hilarious.
What was the final score?
It was 55-0.
Yeah, they didn't score.
I think it was 55-0.
Notre Dame got on the board, but it was bad.
Notre Dame in any championship is a Brian fucking Kelly, nightmare. Dude.
He got what that was called karma.
Yeah.
And it's funny sometimes. Like it was just crazy to see that. And that I don't know. There is no excuse for the Chiefs, because you're right. In the Tampa Bay Super Bowl, they were injured as fuck and they just kind of limped over the line and then got beat. But like this was just every front they got blitzed. Like every front they got completely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's what it is. I'm telling you, it's all season long. There was this narrative that they were winning these really tight games they didn't deserve to win. Mm-hmm. A lot of good calls on their side.
Yes.
They were getting the calls that they needed to win games. And it was so much light on that about these refs that the refs had to call a clean game.
Yep. And well, that's except for the first drive.
I know.
We had that OPI.
And that's what I'm saying. That people that
Philly could have won by a lot more points than they did.
They have earpieces in, and I guarantee that they fucking saw like an explosion on – I mean, Twitter exploded.
Yes.
After that play. And they – if you saw, like – they almost didn't call that fucking double punch to the face on Mahomes at the end of the game even.
Right.
So, like, they were like, fuck, we can't call anything because, like, everybody's on to our bullshit. And that's what happens, man. They came out there and they got their ass beat. Like, they – that was terrible. Like, they had no fucking chance.
We were getting pressure, and we didn't blitz.
You were just rushing four guys the whole day.
They were dominating. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, they've just imposed their will. That's why there was nobody open, because they didn't have to stack the box. They didn't have to blitz extra guys. They just rushed four. If you can win by rushing four on third down, you're going to win a lot of football games.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting, too, with that is, like, they had the one shitty OPI. And then there was that kind of soft makeup call for Philly on the other end. And then that after those two, after the balance got evened, it was a clean game the rest of the time. I will say, though, with the Chiefs, their defense played well, fairly well for a while. And then the dams kind of broke.
Well, they got gassed.
But if you remember, they had a couple back-breaking penalties. They had Nick Bolton's unnecessary roughness, and they had the offsides on third down that kept Philly on the field. Mm. I mean, they extended several drives with penalties.
Yeah, and here's the tail of the tape when it comes to defense. I don't give a fuck how good your defense is, and certainly Kansas City has a top five defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
The time of possession was 23:02 for KC to 36:58.
It's a whole quarter of football.
Jesus and by the Christ. Way, it was worse than that because they started stacking TOP
at the end of the game.
That shit at the end, yeah. That shit at the end of the game shouldn't even count.
No.
To be honest.
The first half time of possession or through the first three quarters, that's all you need to look at because the fourth quarter didn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
It was probably almost 3-1.
And Derek, you and I were talking about it last night. I can't remember a Super Bowl where they brought the backups in.
Never. Never. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
The Broncos put Brian Griese in 98.
Oh, in 98. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, he wasn't playing then.
Brian Griese was.
He wasn't playing then.
Yeah, I was 8 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm saying the second LA Super Bowl, Brian Griese.
I didn't even watch it because I hated the fucking Broncos.
Yeah, Griese took the kneel downs.
And then the Broncos beat the Falcons the next year. So, yeah. God. But yeah,
no, it was the Falcons game.
It was the Falcons.
Oh, it was the Falcons game. Yeah. Gotcha.
97 was
okay.
Green
I thought you meant the following year.
And it broke my heart.
Yeah, because Denver won back to back then.
Yeah.
Two championships in a row. But yeah, let's go through some of these stats here. Time of possession. 36:58 to 23 minutes for the Chiefs. Jesus Christ.
And you could take 10 minutes off.
100%, dude. And a lot of these numbers are skewed because of those last two garbage touchdowns there. But, like, this really could have been a 50-6 game
at
the end of it.
At one point in the third quarter, I think they only had, like, 30 yards of offense.
At the half, they had 23 total yards of offense, the Chiefs did.
Yeah. And even with that 50-yard bomb at the end to Worthy and that other fucking play, Chiefs only had 275 yards of total offense, and that's with those garbage. I mean, that's what a beatdown this was across
the board.
That's
with almost 100 yards of garbage yards.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was bad.
So, was it the worst Super Bowl? No.
I would say it's one of the worst offensive performances from a quarterback, from a returning Super Bowl champion.
I was going to say,
MVP.
I think that's why you're getting those headlines, is because it's Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because it's a two-time... They're going for a three-peat. Yeah. How can you play this fucking awful in a Super Bowl?
And I think people thought it was going to be a good game.
We are good.
I did too. I thought it was going to be good.
Because
just thought it would be good.
There have been recent Super Bowls where you were like, this team's going to get fucked up by
this
team. And then
yeah, like the Ohio State Notre Dame game. We all thought Ohio State was going to fuck up Notre Dame.
The 2017 Eagles, the 17-18 Eagles. That Super Bowl team.
No, that was a shocker.
Those motherfuckers were good.
But
I played against them, and I was like, holy shit.
But Foles was the quarterback, and I don't think any of us picked them to win.
Yeah, well, once Carson Wentz went down, I did think that it was like going to be a little difficult for
them
to get
there.
But no, they just got better.
It was strange. It was strange. Now, to Pat Mahomes' credit, if you watched the Super Bowl show with us live last night, we thought he was sick or ill or something was wrong with him.
Listen, if you can't fucking play, don't step on the field. There's no excuses.
I agree. And to his credit, I'm going to read his quote at the presser last night. He said, I feel like I didn't play to my standard just with the struggles that I had early in the season. There are things that I have to get better at, and they showed today. I'm about to find a way this offseason to combat what defenses are doing against me as far as rush lanes and different coverages that they're planning. That's the beauty of football, is that you can never be satisfied with just coming out there and playing and thinking you're going to have success year in and year out. These defenses are going to continue to get better and better, and I have to get better as a player.
Yeah, well, it's the game plan. It's the you scheme up Patrick Mahomes by not letting him play backyard football on you.
Yeah.
Don't let him get out of the pocket and start doing all that bullshit, and then he gets two or three receivers that can pop open, he finds them. And Josh Allen does the same shit. If you can keep those kind of guys in the pocket and collapse it on them, you see what happens. He was missing wide open receivers like for first downs.
But let's talk about the picks he threw.
Oh, I've got it.
They weren't even close.
Yeah, because he's used to being able to get away with that shit.
Okay, so first quarter, Eagles 11 minutes, 40 seconds, Chiefs 3:20.
Wow.
Second quarter, 8:19 to 6:41, a little bit closer. third
Not
quarter.
Really. 2.5 minutes is a lot.
Yeah, it is. Third quarter was 7:47 to 7:13, so about 30 seconds. And then fourth quarter, Eagles 9:12, Chiefs 5:48.
Wow, dude.
I mean, every fucking... The third quarter is the only one that's even close.
They dominated in every category.
Every single category.
Any category you can find, that team dominated. the Kansas City. I mean, it was unbelievable to
watch. And if you pull
– the penalties were about the same.
I was kind of shocked. You know, I said I wasn't that shocked last night, but – After I kind of sat on it, I was like, man, I can't believe they got beat like that. I mean,
I went back and we rewatched late last night and kind of skimmed through it. It's so much worse than these numbers will tell you, because the last 5 minutes were just Chiefs bombing the ball and then finally, you know, getting touchdown, but the Eagles didn't care. So that doesn't count. I would love to see what it was like before those last two drives for the Chiefs, because I don't know that they even crossed 100 yards.
No, they didn't. I know that. I mean, they didn't have 100. There's no way they had 70 yards in the third quarter.
Yeah.
So,
and then again, last quote from Mahomes here. He said, I take ownership in all of it, and I want to hopefully come back and play better football next season. You love to hear that out of somebody, because what I hate is like people who are like, hey, I was sick. Man, yeah. I had something happen, blah, blah, blah. No, you just played a shitty game and you got beat by a better fucking team.
And that's his job as any leader at any level and any, I mean, like, think about the military. It's always the leader's fault, right? Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's the same way in the NFL.
If you're like, a leader, you take the blame and you give the credit to your guys when you succeed.
Exactly.
You never take credit and you always take the blame.
And I will, Mahomes is good at, like, he always pushes credit off to like his teammates, and he takes blame when it's his responsibility. So he is a good leader and does the right thing, but man, that just was, something was up with him for sure.
And the other shocking,
the Chiefs had 23 yards in the first half.
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah.
In the first half?
Yeah.
God.
Then they had 65, I think, in the third quarter, and the rest of their 100 or 275 total came in the fourth quarter. Like, I think 100 and about 120, I think, in the fourth quarter, something like that.
So less than 100 yards of offense in the first three quarters.
Yeah, with 23 plus 65. So, yeah, less, like, I mean, that's not great.
And the biggest,
and they had two hurry-up drives in the fourth quarter. And,
and the biggest shock to me, because going back to the Chiefs playing pretty good defense, other than Mahomes turning the ball over all the time, but Saquon Barkley, 25 carries, 57 yards. The guy who got you there had a lights-out game every single game of the year, didn't have a great game.
That's because they game-planned against that.
Yeah.
That was like, hey, we got to stop Saquon, and they had no answer for any of the
that,
other
that
shit.
Seems like,
but
a
it
huge...
allowed Jalen Hurts to go for 72 yards rushing, exactly, because they were focused in.
That seems so like a great... huge mistake.
Yes.
I mean, maybe you just pick your, like, I'm not going to let the best guy beat me kind of attitude, which people used to do against Jordan all the time. But what happened there? John Paxson, motherfucker. Steve Kerr. And even, you know, we could say Scottie Pippen, obviously, he's always a contributor, but when you have Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert and Jalen Hurts can also run the ball, good fucking luck, right?
Yep.
I mean, you can't game plan. I think Spack's fucked up, to be honest. You can't game plan against one guy, no matter how good Saquon is. You can't just fucking stack the box on this team.
The real problem was Patrick Mahomes was just mystified by Cooper DeJean. He saw a white man in the secondary, and
which you never see. Yeah, you never see that. It's like seeing a spotted owl for the first time.
It was a UFO sighting. He had no idea how to react.
Yeah.
I want to say the Eagles kept the Chiefs pretty I don't think the Chiefs had very good field position, starting field position a lot of the game either,
no,
which is another just good aspect.
No.
Now, one of them was because they picked Hurts at like the 4 yard line.
Yeah.
And then but there was, I mean, it felt like the Chiefs were often pinned back inside the 20 throughout the game, which is just another part of,
yeah, they were playing from behind on every aspect, like at the whole time.
Yeah.
It was like they're trying to play catch up.
In field position, and there was a lot of third and long, second, like, yeah, they weren't on schedule. Like,
they couldn't win first and second down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. I mean, they couldn't run the ball. They couldn't get anything going. Nothing was working. So as an offensive coordinator, you're like, well, shit, now we're down 34 points.
Yeah,
like, their before average, you know it.
The Chiefs' average starting position was the 15-yard line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's special teams. That's great
crazy
defense and good special teams.
I mean, that's great punting, because there's only so much you can do on a kickoff, right?
Totally.
Well, but I mean, they're going to get somewhere between 18 and 20 on the kickoff, maybe 25. And if it's a fucking touchback, it's 25 no matter what.
Right. And then so let's move on to Sirianni here, the head coach of the Eagles.
Fire him now.
I know.
Yeah, he's on the hot seat.
By the way, the similarities between him and Ryan Day and both of these games.
What about Peterson?
Are mind-altering. So what he said last night was he looks back on last year and he's grateful for that collapse because it helped him change in the offseason, get what he needed to get fixed right in Philadelphia,
yeah,
and then
easy
went
to say
went
now
out
that you had success.
And you find Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just say that.
Yeah.
Maybe
since your defense dominated.
Thank you, Vic Fangio.
Game.
And they also drafted incredibly well again.
They do every year,
though. Howie Roseman's not going to miss.
He's the best. He's the best at drafting.
They had a rookie who was probably a top three in MVP votes for the game in Cooper DeJean.
Both
of our corners are rookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which means they're going to be there for three more years without having any kind of contract negotiation.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, first white corner to have a pick six in the Super Bowl in the modern era.
Really?
There's not many white corners.
He's our Jackie Robinson. Yeah.
No shit, dude. He's the Jackie Robinson. On Black History Month, dude, we're going white history here, which I love, obviously. But so Sirianni looks like a hero. Saquon Barkley, man, I'll go back to that Hard Knocks. I talked about it last night for the Giants because they were the offseason team. And the owner of the Giants walking in saying, man, if we lost Saquon to Philadelphia and they ended up winning, I don't know that I could live with myself. Well, you can't
time to
now.
Pay up on that bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. So either, you know,
Kurt Cobain it,
or, you know, I think a city should be allowed to vote to remove the owner of a fucking professional sports franchise. I think if the city of Dallas, and let's just say DFW and Arlington, since that's where the stadium is.
Yeah.
If they all voted, like, Jerry Jones, you have to sell this team, I think they should make him do it.
Who would be able to buy it? Because it's worth, like, $10
billion. There's plenty. Yeah.
Elon can buy it. And just to piss off Mark Cuban. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised Elon didn't buy the Mavs.
By the way, Magic Johnson, man. I mean, well, he owns the Redskins.
I mean, now it's all like ownership groups anyway.
It is.
Yeah, it is all groups. Like the Broncos group that they put together is pretty cool.
By the way, Dude Perfect is out of there. They would want in 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of people, actually. I don't care what that price tag is. The Dallas Cowboys are
the ROI.
The Dallas dudes,
The Dallas dudes would be dope.
Well, I always tell people, like, well, where's the money? I'm like, listen, just think about the Walton Penner Group bought the Broncos for $4.5 billion, right? Immediately after that, the Redskins sold for $6 billion.
Yep.
So they immediately made $2 billion on their investment.
Just shot up right there.
Yeah, immediately.
Boom. And then the Cowboys would help and everything else.
Yeah.
But you know, some of the other headlines here, Trump left early. Hey, guess what? He's actually a real hardcore football fan in real life. I would have left early at that fucking game. I mean, it was over. It was over, dude. Like,
yeah, I would have left halfway through the third quarter.
Yes. I would have gotten the fuck out of there. Cause if you don't have a dog in that fight,
I want to miss traffic.
Yeah.
I don't deal with all this other bullshit going on.
Now New Orleans is a walkable town. So I'm
not
sure
for President Trump.
Out. Exactly.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. He's got to get Secret Service and everybody out of there.
Well, he's got to have, he's just got an entourage, right? So he's got all the Secret Service people. He's got a slave that carries a cooler full of Diet. Shut the fuck up, Gary. He's got a slave that carries a cooler full of Diet Cokes everywhere, because if he doesn't have his Diet Coke when Daddy needs it, somebody's getting fucked up.
Right? Yeah.
He's got to deal with Diet Coke, actually, about it. He fucks them up if he doesn't have one on hand all the time. Do you think there's anything, Delco? Why are they doing the parade on Valentine's Day? Why are they waiting until the weekend?
But here's the thing.
Because everybody does it on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Exactly. And keep in mind, for those of you out there who might not have a significant other here, yes, everybody goes out on Valentine's Day, but this is also one of the first years in a long time that it's on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. You're just asking for more shit to be burned down.
Yeah, there's going to be divorces.
It's
all
a city
kinds
of brotherly
shit.
Love, all right? Yeah. And if there's something I know about Delco girls, they love the Eagles. So, I mean, they'd rather go to the parade than dinner.
I mean, it's the easiest Valentine's date of all time if your girl's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, hey, babe.
They're pretty low maintenance.
Hey, babe, we're going to the fucking parade,
we'll
right?
Get some wah-wah. I got 2 lawn chairs on the parking lot or for the sidewalk. You know, it'll be great.
What are you
putting putting it on Friday night for a city? I mean, you're just asking for the entire weekend because people are off work.
Yeah, we've got friends who are Philly cops. I would call in sick.
I would too.
It's like, nah,
that blue flu,
somebody stole my horse, dude. I'm not going to make it.
The Phillies World Series Parade was on a Friday.
Was it really?
Yeah, but the game, the World Series ended on Tuesday, though. The World Series ended on a Tuesday.
Yeah, this ended on a Sunday.
Yeah, usually for basketball, which is almost always on a fucking Sunday, I think, right? Or is it Monday? Monday night. The national championship's always on a Monday night.
Yeah, for college.
Yeah. Baseball is random as fuck.
Yeah.
Because you don't even know when the series are going to end, but the NBA is the only one, I think, of the multi-game series that has a specific date for the start and end of their finals. Like baseball, it adjusts every year.
Yeah.
Game 5 was 2 days.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, yeah. Technically, then they came back and played what?
The second half.
Like 3 o'clock the next day or some shit?
How do you even stay engaged?
I don't know.
I love being. I'm autistic as shit. I'm doing math the whole time.
No, he's talking about on a two-day game like that.
Oh, no, he's
like,
talking about a baseball in general.
Baseball in general.
Yeah.
My parking voucher was still good.
What's that?
My parking voucher was still good the next day.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Proud of you.
I think there's a tunnel from the Holiday Inn over to the stadium, though, so you can look into that.
Yeah. So some other shockers last night. A lot of people are talking about today. Everybody booing Taylor Swift on the Jumbotron. She did catch herself on the Jumbotron and then looked and realized that she was being booed and was like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know why anybody's
surprised by that.
Like, I don't, her music's fine. I don't really care about it. She's doing leg day now, which is good for her.
Yeah, right? She looked great.
But
it's because she came out in support of Kamala Harris.
She's annoying, but
she's
a turncoat, dude. She was an Eagles fan. And
oh, yeah.
That might be it.
Her dad's an Eagles fan. Her dad. When she started dating Travis, apparently her dad was super hyped to meet Jason.
Delco, what are you going to do if the fucking Eagles sign Travis Kelce in the offseason?
Is that even a possibility?
No. He's on a two-year deal.
But
they could trade for him.
A lot of people were asking last
night. Break this Chiefs team up. They're fucking losers,
dude.
No, they're not losers.
You talked to Travis. He's losing a lot of money actually playing football.
He is.
I think if they had won, this would have been his last year. Now, I don't know.
Well, that's the question. So
I don't know what he's going to do.
Last night, he looked exhausted on the bench. He looked frustrated. He looked
it looked like
all of this had caught up to a team that has been playing in the AFC Championship year after year after year. Super Bowl.
Like, and on top of all the other shit,
he looked exhausted.
On top of all the other shit he's doing, he's not just doing football. He's doing so much shit.
He's traveling around the world with his girlfriend and fucking podcast. Well,
he looks tired every time I see him.
He looks exhausted.
Every time I see him outside of football, he is fucking tired.
His hair was on point, though.
Between weeks 5 and 7, when they had their bye week, I think it was week 6, he went and shot all his scenes out for Happy Gilmore, too.
Yeah. So he wasn't recovering and resting and doing the shit you were doing.
And by the way, to go back to your points, they're saying inside the stadium it was the Philly fans who were booing her.
Of course it was. They boo everybody, though.
Well, no.
They booed Santa Claus, but for Christ's sake.
I guess if she was a Phillies fan before, that makes sense.
What did Santa do?
It was a shitty Santa that they pulled out of the stands.
I don't know. Black? I think it's because a lot of people don't like Taylor and Travis because Travis was like the Pfizer guy. Taylor's like Miss fucking liberal.
Yeah.
Fucking Kamala Harris supporter.
Speaking of which, the other thing that he's getting trashed for online today and last night was his outfit walking into the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. He looked retarded.
I don't. If you win, I think it's a fun outfit.
No.
When you lose,
it's like a Halloween costume.
Almost. Yeah. When you lose, that's when you get mocked.
It looks like a. Remember the old Scooby-Doo cartoon?
Yeah.
He looks like a villain.
Look like Shaggy.
Looked like a child wearing a man's suit, but he's a giant man.
He's 6'5".
Yeah. He's 6'6".
It looked like he was wearing a suit made for Shaq. Is what it looked like.
Yeah. We can't confirm. Bob found this last night. Want to thank you for this. Serena Williams was in the halftime show there. She looked
Drake's ex.
By the way, why I couldn't figure why I didn't know that was Serena Williams is because she's off the fucking gas now. And like whenever pro players come off the steroids like that, she was thin. She looked normal. She looked great, actually.
Let it go, Dame.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's attractive when she's not on steroids.
How long ago did they date?
I wouldn't say all that.
Not that long ago. A couple years ago. Probably pre-COVID. It's maybe 5-6 years
Get
ago.
Get over it.
When she's not on steroids, she looks attractive, man. She looks like a normal person.
No.
No. I saw her on the gas, and I'm like, dude, it was...
I thought she looked good.
I did, too.
She never
would.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Nah, she looked great.
You hate black people.
I will say, though, another win
for
me.
There's hot ones.
Another win for me with Kendrick just having such a lackluster performance. Drake wins again.
Yeah, so I know you love Drake. Obviously, Kendrick bodied him. It's over. Drake's career is over, and that's fine. However, when you have this moment on this global stage, my God, man, you've got to live up to it and capitalize on it. The production value sucked. The Sam Jackson thing was really fucking weird to me. Like, what was that supposed to be?
I couldn't even hear anything because I didn't have sound on the game.
So I was listening to it. He was basically like, oh, well, that ain't good enough. You need to go up there and do this. And then it was like, okay, what's the direction of this?
The Super Bowl halftime show is fucking stupid anyway.
Like, I love it.
I
love the halftime show. This just wasn't a good one.
There was like no homages to the city of New Orleans. Not a goddamn thing.
No.
And Kendrick doesn't have that many hits.
He's got a lot of hits.
He's not a performer.
Yes.
He's an artist, not a performer, not a superstar.
Like a global superstar.
I think he is a superstar. It's the performance.
But here's the thing. If you want to become a global superstar, you've got to do these concerts like a Kanye and everything else where it's just the production value is off the fucking charts.
Well, speaking of Kanye, he's got one shirt for sale on his website right now. It's a white t-shirt with a fucking swastika on it.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Is that true? Yep. Wow. How's that selling?
I don't know. I'll ask him. See what the Shopify numbers are on
that. Yeah.
No, go, if you go to Yeezy.com, okay. I don't think we have a...
Robert, you can't do that, can you?
Yeah, it's just you just minimize the video. And
look it up on there. Yeah, kill that.
Okay,
and then go to a fucking browser.
Yeah, and you're gonna show emails and shit.
No, don't worry about that. Just go to a browser and
Gary accidentally showed the game last night.
Well, that's fine. Luckily, you guys caught him and I had a conversation last night. It was
Yeezy.com. Hit enter. Now maximize, enhance.
Oh my god, dude,
that's it.
You're right.
No,
is it blurred?
Go back to the first page.
Wait, are they blurring it?
This is more effective, honestly.
This is all that's on his website. Put it up there.
You're kidding me.
How much is it?
Ready.
That's it. It's just a white t-shirt with a black swastika on it.
Isn't that a Native American symbol, though?
No, it's Indian originally.
Really?
Not,
I didn't know that.
Like subcontinent this kind. Indian.
Mm-hmm. Dots, not feathers.
Yeah, it's a Hindu. Oh, okay. It's a Hindu symbol.
So that's for sale now.
For peace, I believe.
I wonder what the sales are like.
It's the equivalent of like a far right group in the 90s. By the way, the yin yang on their flag. Like it really is. It's honestly like funny that the. Nazis
by the way, the
that.
Label at the bottom. I don't know if you could see it. Is HH-01, which I assume stands for Heil Hitler, right?
Yes.
What else would it fucking stand for?
Yeah.
He should have been. It should have been HH-88. 88 is the fucking white supremacy gang.
There is some JD AB. Salinger fan out there that is just licking his chops right now for Kanye West.
Oh, for sure, man, for sure. But yeah, he did play "They Not Like Us," which was surprising.
He kind of played it.
Well, no. He ended up playing it towards the end, but you know, kind of cock teased it throughout. A lot of reviews on Tom Brady. Said he sucked at calling the Super Bowl. Look, we weren't a fan of his during the regular season, so...
I'm a fan.
Are you really?
Well, he's 2-0. The Eagles are 2-0 when he's in the building.
Oh, God damn
it.
You're going to be insufferable for the next year.
I think everyone that talks shit on announcers is just so overblown. Like, they're fine.
I mean,
I'm being
pretty subtle about it. I could be much worse right now if you want me to.
He makes $30 million a year, though. Is he worth that? Is he any good? Like, does it even bring in people?
Is he worth it? I don't care...
To watch a game with Tom Brady. That doesn't really drive me to the game. The game itself drives me to the game.
He's inoffensive. He is fine at his job. He's going to get better.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care what he makes. If that's what Fox thought the market value was, then good for them. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. $30 million a year is a lot there. I'd like to see him more in an ownership role here.
Well, he is.
At the Vegas
level.
Fix that team and be the face of that. I don't know why you'd want to do this gig on a weekly basis, like for real.
I mean, well, when you're in the hole to 20 crypto lawsuits.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe the $30 million.
Yeah.
Rob, go to Twitter and then find the account End Wokeness. It's one word, End Wokeness. There's one commercial that really stood out to me.
Okay.
Yesterday, I went back and watched all of them, and it's I don't even know what fucking. Dude, what was Chrome. The NFL?
Go back to Google and type in End
Wokeness. Yeah.
Go to Chrome.
We got fucked up last
night.
We're
logged in on Chrome. We're not logged in on Safari.
Yeah, we got fucked up last night, so forgive us here. We're
End
shorthanded.
Wokeness, all one word.
There you go.
Yeah, on the everything platform X.
Sure is, dude.
Calm down, Delco.
Sure is, dude.
You're barely alive right now.
I know.
Yeah, go there.
He looked decent when I walked in today. I was surprised.
Well, he did fake news, great.
Pulled it together.
Scroll down. Keep going.
Tell me what you're looking for.
I'm looking for an NFL commercial. Keep going. Right there. Play this in its entirety. So the NFL ran this commercial yesterday where some black girl takes on a fucking whole squad of high school football players and just dusts them all, dude.
That would never happen. Because
that's fucking reality.
Wait,
now.
I haven't seen this.
I mean, a bunch of 14-year-old boys beat the women's soccer team. So, I mean.
Exactly.
This is the same concept. They're not hitting each other.
Just play it.
Running around.
Yeah, you can play it on live stream. Go ahead.
Your best guy?
Girl.
Whatever. Versus our best guy. The Brad.
Oh, not the Brad. I'm Brad.
I can read.
That's surprising.
The flag football. In football? Oklahoma drill.
Look. This flash.
Is this flag?
Yeah.
Just grab the flag, bud.
Yeah.
Folded up, Brad.
Get her.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
We might get dinged on the Scorpion song.
Mute it.
Yeah, so it's just more of the same. You can kill it.
So hold on. I'll tell you why they're doing this.
Have you used a computer before, my man?
The NFL is making a big push for female flag football.
They are.
It's also going to become a college sport.
Correct. Okay, cool. Well, let's do this then. Just have them play men one time.
That's it.
And see what the final score is. And what I mean by final score is not on the scoreboard, but how many of these stupid cunts get hospitalized.
Yeah.
It'll be all of them. This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. Get the fuck out. We're done with this.
Yes.
This is unrealistic.
We're done with this. Not there's not one woman on earth who could perform against good male athletes like this. Not one
prayer.
There's not one that exists. Not one.
Nope.
Like,
not
fuck
one
off,
prayer.
Dude.
Not
God
one
damn it.
Fucking
I thought
prayer.
We were done, like, even having to have this conversation.
We are, but here's the thing. Anybody can buy their way into the Super Bowl ads. It doesn't really matter.
No, this is the NFL.
They can still buy their way.
They got it for free.
In.
Yeah, but here's.
Oh, the NFL put this on?
Yeah.
Now, counterpoint to why the NFL did this, I think, personally. You're still going to watch. No, football. They're not going to alienate you enough to turn off the NFL.
I don't really watch football. I watch it for this show to fucking gamble. Yeah. When the games are on Sunday, I'm on Twitter talking shit to people.
It still doesn't matter though. People are still going to watch.
They're still going to watch.
It's the value. Look at the fucking chart of value of the NFL, including during all the Kaepernick stuff, whatever. Up.
Yeah,
it was down.
It was all down. The way back up.
No. It is now from that.
They didn't lose a dime. I mean, they recovered.
That's not true.
They were losing for like.
They lost money
for
4 years.
That's why they forced us to play during COVID.
Correct. Yeah,
but because they had to show the network that like they're going to play no matter what.
This they're not going to lose NFL viewers from this. What they're going to lose is hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars putting this charade on. Just like the WNBA has. They've lost $50 million a year since 1998.
Oh, yeah. They might lose money on that league.
That's what I'm saying.
But they're not going to lose. They're not going to lose years. The worst thing that's going to happen is you might get a dip like that, I guess. But again, the value of these teams keeps exploding. The value of the league keeps exploding.
And
it's, because and people it's, don't aren't going to turn away no matter what.
But more so than that, it's this. These billionaires have like this big dick measuring contest where they're like, I'm a team owner. And once you're in that club, it's like a special club of billionaires to be an owner of a team.
Yeah.
So it's because you have to get approved and everything. So you have to.
For
like,
sure.
It's like a country club.
And then we'll talk about the chick who was wore the Gaza T-shirt last night. So the cast member who displayed the Palestinian flag with the word Gaza in protest during Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show will not face charges, New Orleans police said on Monday.
But what would the charge be? If she was already on the field as part of the dance team, there is no charge.
Correct.
She could be fired.
Yep. And not hired
but it's
by
not,
that
it's not trespassing
in.
Until somebody says, you can't be here, and then she refuses to leave. Yeah. The end.
So
like, she's a dumb bitch, but you can't get arrested for being a dumb bitch. Otherwise, we'd all be in fucking prison.
Yeah. And so Roc Nation, obviously Jay-Z's company that I told you about earlier, who runs the Super Bowl halftime show, said... in a statement provided by the NFL, the flag display was not planned. The dancer did that on their own, and no one involved in production was aware of the individual's intent.
Blah.
With that, well, they wanted an answer because a lot
just
of people thought
into the Gulf of America.
It's just some dummy.
But,
who cares?
But people thought maybe Kendrick Lamar's team had something to do with it. They did not.
He came out in red, white, and blue.
He's right. But the question was
he does hate Trump though. He's a Trump the chump, you mean, or something like that. And now Republicans hate him. I hate him for a much better reason.
What's that? Yeah. We know what that is. We know what that is.
Go back
is,
to that
yeah.
Kanye's.
Derek, I believe you have a flight here.
Yeah.
So we'll swap it out. Delco, swap out with Derek.
You got to come
and
do
I'll,
your job,
I will
buddy.
Read the sponsors. Okay. turn off that microphone there. There we go. Thank you, sir. So, as always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today. My bookie took me to the cleaners last night. Still end of the year on a positive note. Robert is still here right now. Robert Greenwood. Are you driving Derek to the airport? Okay, great. Oh, you got a driver? Okay, good. Robert, thank you for saving me some money last night. So I went to the audience and I said, look, I won so much money this year. I'll let you guys decide. And the best comment wins. It was Robert's. And he said, hey, I would start every year with $5,000, doubled it to $10,000. And you said, take the 10 off the board and then bet the rest, which is what I did. Now, thankfully, one of the biggest bets of the evening was the MyBookie teaser, Eagles plus 7.5. Dropped that over down to 42.5. Told you guys to take that. That did win $10,000. Won on some other player props and all that other stuff. So it wasn't terrible. Ended the season up $19,000. So not bad. One of my best seasons ever. Still doesn't beat the season, though, you and I had with the Clemson year. But that was hilarious. And I think it was the first year we started the show with MyBookie. So plenty of stuff to bet on, though, right now. I know football season's over. It sucks for all of us. We'll be doing a live draft night special as well. Derek, you coming back for the draft night?
Yep.
All right, perfect. So we'll be here betting on those all nights. Live casinos, NBA, Major League Baseball, all that stuff is about to get cranked up right now. And Delco and Bob, your live casino show is live on Friday nights with blackjack. They get poker, they get everything else, roulette, and it is live dealers you're playing with around the world. On mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros.
Also, now that football's over,
first deposit up to $1,000.
We're going to be full sail with the college basketball show.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, because now we're all in. By the way, watched it over the weekend with Missouri and those guys. Man, the way the SEC has flip-flopped, like they're a basketball conference now.
It's brutal. It's a brutal league. We played the number 5 and number 10 team this week.
I know.
It's how it goes.
SEC is about basketball, baby. Sorry. They're no longer a football school over there. Next up on the old program after mybookie.com, what do we got here?
First form.
Damn, I just took the first form too. Firstform.com/drinkingbros. I just took my microfactors, showed you the empty bag. Here's the box. Take the guesswork out of vitamins on a daily basis. Just buy this box here of microfactors from firstform.com/drinkingbros. It's got the big six in these bags here. It's got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, EFAs, fruits and veggies, and the probiotics. Liver detox. My God, I need it today. Popping four of these guys in my mouth. But they're not just a supplement company here. They also have proteins. Protein, Anthony.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it, okay?
You know, it's a building block of life.
Good.
Delco, you look like you could use some protein right now to soak up some of that fucking booze you drink. As a matter of fact, you should get a liver detox in your body as well.
No, here, you want some? Take four of these guys.
They do help with hangover. It's not necessarily a hangover cure. Like, in terms of, like, that's not what it's intended for, but it helps with that.
It sure does.
It helps your liver and pancreas and such process all that booze.
You see how I high-pointed that?
You did. It was a nice catch.
D-Hop could learn a thing or two from you.
Maybe
we'd be having a different conversation.
Speaking of fuck-ups and that's a rule.
Yeah, exactly.
Protein is the most important thing you can ever put into your body into your mouth hole anyways.
Yes.
You can put some other important things into your body other ways, but protein, high-quality protein especially, is what becomes your body, actually. You shed cells.
Mm-hmm.
You poop.
Yep.
All that stuff. You shed cells internally and externally, and you replace them with high-quality protein. Now, if you want to be a weak little bitch, eat shitty protein or none at all. But if you want to be a goddamn man, you better eat some fucking protein.
And the best protein in the business, Level 1 bars, the powder is great. All of it. The meat sticks are fucking awesome over there. The peanut butter chocolate pretzel protein bar and the birthday cake and the cookie dough are just lights out, dude. One of the best companies on the planet, if not the best company on the planet, man, as far as this space goes. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. And it's First Form, spelled with a one. That is one STPHORM, firstform.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, if you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. Every year after puberty, HGH, human growth hormone, the hormone responsible for workout recovery, performance, metabolism, and even sex drive, starts to decline, sometimes by 50% at the age of 35. Doesn't matter who you are, how hard you train, or how good you eat. It's happening to all of us. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus is the first of its kind non-synthetic alternative to prescription HGH growth hormone treatments. All the benefits of synthetic HGH without any of the needles, doctor visits, or side effects. Best part about BioPro Plus is it works super fast, easy to use, and it's 100% safe. It's been trusted by physicians since 2009, and benefits can be felt in just days instead of months. Guys who use BioPro Plus have experienced faster workout recovery, enhanced performance, metabolism, sexual function, and even better mood and energy. So, if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic stuff, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in the audio description that Bob always posts. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for $30 off your first order. Again, that is bioproteintech.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS, $30 off your first order. We've been using this for over a year now. Same with the microfactors. It comes in 30 little vials, and you just pop it underneath your tongue right before night-night there, and you're good to go, and then you can reorder. Love that company. So far, so good over the first year, man, and feeling good, feeling strong. Last but not least, if you were at a Super Bowl party last night, you had some hard AF seltzer. Congratulations, dude. You probably had the best drink of your life last night. If you want to invest with us, there's only 2 months left. That is it, 60 days. SEC only lets you do that for 6 months, I guess, which is kind of bullshit in my opinion, but whatever. That's the fucking government. Hopefully Doge figures that out. But if you love what you had at all these Super Bowl parties, you can invest with us at wefunder.com/hardafseltzer. Again, we've left 30% of the company open up to you guys. However, the window is closing. So invest now if you had it yesterday. Let's flip on over to college basketball. I watched your Mizzou Tigers over the weekend. Last second three-pointer there kind of buried you guys. Nothing you can do there, but it was a great game.
Shit happens. It's a good – A&M's a good team. We're a good team. We had to play – I think we lost by like six combined points to the two top 10 teams this week. It is what it is. SEC's a dogfight. The shocking result this week, though, was Florida going into Auburn and winning. I still think Auburn's the best team in the country. They remain number one in
the
AP poll.
They got blown the fuck out. I watched that game.
Florida, and Florida's a really good team too, but the SEC is just brutal. Like, Missouri went in and beat Florida at Florida 3 weeks ago or something like that. Yep. Auburn's a freight train, but that Florida win to me is a statement. I now think I'm fully in on Florida being one of like seven or eight teams that I think are a great bet to make the Final Four.
I mean, four of the top five are SEC teams.
Yes. And by the way, even with that Auburn blowout, they still remain number one, which never happens.
That's
exactly
how good Auburn is.
My favorite story, though, in college basketball right now is St. John's and Patino.
Yeah.
And do you hear his quote the other day after their win?
Go ahead and tell the audience.
He's like, you know, I love these guys and everything, but the way they play basketball makes me want to kill myself.
He's all out of fucks to give.
No, he is. Why did he say that?
They're just not a really good shooter, like a shooting team from the free throw line. I think specifically he was saying threes and free throw lines, how they were shooting, like, makes them want to kill themselves.
I think they make their
it's
money
all
on
press.
Defense. Yeah.
It's all press, and they get a lot of chaos and turnovers.
He did that at Louisville, too. Those teams press as well. It's just that they were also stacked with like God-tier athletes, which will probably start funneling into St. John's to some extent.
They will.
But yeah,
because you get to play in the Garden.
Yeah,
so like, why wouldn't you want to play there?
St. John's is an awesome team. Cooper Flagg slipped for like the third time this year.
So I wanted to bring that up because I also watched that game over the weekend. Now with football done, I was watching college basketball weekend. And by the way, it's great. College basketball, it's a great year for college basketball.
It's been a very good college basketball
year. Very good college basketball year. But I saw the Duke game as well. He is, like, unquestionably the number one pick in the NBA draft this year. However, when it comes to him at the end of the game, He falls on his ass. When I say falls on his ass, I mean literally.
Yeah.
Like, what is the deal? It looked like there was a pile of water on the floor. Like, I don't understand what's going on. Is he sweating too much?
I don't know, man. That's the third time that's happened this year where he's basically ended a game on a bad possession or like, kind of the game was over after his bad possession. I don't know.
Filling into his body.
Just weird. You know, he's just a youngin'. Duke's good. Duke's absolutely a threat to make the Final Four.
Yes.
But I actually don't think... We'll see what happens, but I don't think I think Jani Broome from Auburn is probably the front runner for.
No, he missed too many games.
He only missed like two games.
I would say Cooper Flagg.
There's too much hype around Cooper Flagg.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, even though Cooper Flagg's not really getting that much hype for a Duke player, like he's remember when Zion was kind of going at it.
Well, Zion was a freak of nature, where Cooper Flagg is still a white.
But Cooper Flagg is probably a better basketball player than Zion.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it wasn't flashy. Like Zion was ripping, you know, backboards off the fucking.
Yes, I was a freak.
It was,
but even
nuts.
Like dudes like Jahlil Okafor, I feel like I heard more about.
Than
I know
than Cooper Flagg.
Philadelphia's 76 are great.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if you're looking at the top 10 here, you got Auburn at 1, Bama at 2, Florida at 3, Tennessee at 5, Texas A&M at 8.
Tennessee's never made a Final Four ever.
I think they will though.
Tennessee they're due. Is really good. They're excellent defensively. They do have some offensive issues could jump up and bite him in a Sweet 16 or Elite 8 game.
But the hilarious thing is, because the top 25 just got released about an hour ago here, Auburn and Alabama are 1-2.
I believe they play this week as well.
And, I mean, that's SEC football, not basketball. So, yeah, the SEC is just about it's just a basketball conference now at this point.
Well, Bama's been firing threes. That's their whole
Bama
identity.
Yep. But if they miss, it's over.
Yeah.
But one bad game in the tournament... Then you're out. If you're a three-point shooting team like that, and it always happens every year.
Yeah, but then you have the Houstons and the Tennessees and now the St. John's. They're not going to get far because they're going to have a bad game where they just can't shoot.
Right. But it's same with Bama. So, like, I'm with you, man. I think I'm sprinkling Florida this year.
I do. Like, I think Florida's a really, really solid team all around, just super talented. Todd Golden had those charges dropped, so that's huge news.
Yep.
Florida's fucking great.
Ole Miss is ranked at 19. I can't remember Ole Miss being in the top 25 ever.
It's Chris Beard.
Ever, though.
Yeah, Ole Miss is pretty good.
Ever.
Ole Miss is flawed, though. Ole Miss is, I think, their ceiling's probably...
No, they were kind of relevant. Who was that kid?
Henderson.
Marshall Henderson, yeah.
Yeah.
He went and played basketball in Iraq, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But if you're looking at the rest of this, Mississippi State is at 22. Missouri's at 21.
They have nine teams in the top 25.
I mean, it's nuts, dude.
I believe
the entire conference is ranked.
There's still a threat to get 13 teams into the tournament, which would be a record.
Is that is that the record? I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, 11 is the current record.
Does that include the play-in games? Or they don't do that anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they do, but it does 68. Include that.
They do.
It does include it. So 68 now?
Yeah, it's been 68 for like a decade.
That's why the NIT is the real championship. It's the 69th best
team in the
league.
They should cancel that.
Well, you know, the Hawks have... like the number 7 pick and the number 13 pick in this draft.
Oh, in this upcoming draft? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll still suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll still suck.
What is it with Atlanta?
Didn't even draft Luka. What is it with him? Poor ownership, poor management.
It's
same with the Falcons.
It's the whole city, though.
Yep. It is.
Well, I don't know what the Braves have done okay drafting, but every other team sucks.
Right. It's for the Hawks specifically and the Falcons, it is poor ownership, GMs, all of it, like and DEI hires. Like, that's real. Whereas the Braves don't have that. So, yeah. We'll switch on over to the NBA here. That trade with the Lakers for the center with Mark Williams was rescinded because he failed his physical there. So,
yeah, they just went through a couple of years of dealing with a center that can't stay on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of him. He's injured again, and he's probably out for the season.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Boy.
So can you confirm that?
I can't confirm anything, but NBA Central.
He is injured.
He's injured with an ab abductor, which is a very difficult injury to come back from in the same season. NBA Central reported that word on the street is he's not coming back.
Oh, my God, dude. So I watched that game.
No, I mean, but for next year, maybe, sure.
No, right? No, but
they got him to make a run this year.
Yes.
They gave up Luka Doncic
yep.
to make a run this year.
And the other thing is he was fucking dominant in that mm-hmm. game. I watched the game. he was incredible. This I think he had 27 and 16 and like
who Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Yeah. When Anthony Davis is healthy, he's a top seven player in the league. I mean, he is
really good. And it looked with him and Kyrie when I was watching that game, I was like, oh,
their
fuck.
Games complement each other really well.
Yes.
And then you got Klay Thompson shooting threes.
Yes,
too, right?
Dude. And I was like, this could be a move. So is he out for the year?
Right now, he's out for multiple weeks, they say, but it's February 10th.
It's all, the season ends
on the 15th
break.
No. The season ends on April 15th.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he can't come back in 2 months?
Abductor is a very difficult. It's a rotational.
Yeah,
injury.
What is it? Tell me what it is. Because I saw him grabbing for it.
Yeah,
but what does that mean exactly?
Your lower abs here. It's a fucking rotational injury.
And it was a non-contact injury, too.
Yeah,
like
it was.
He just fell down.
Yep. He lacks the most important ability.
Which is
stay on the fucking court.
Yeah. And by the way, the Lakers have been rolling since the
trade. He hasn't even played yet. His first game's today, actually.
And the spread.
Luka's supposed to start tonight.
So, by the way, to your points, they just jacked up the spread on this game to 12.5 now that Luka looks like he's going to play. Mm-hmm. Is this at?
It's in LA.
It's in LA. Oh, and ESPN is televising it. So.
Yeah,
I'm
watch
in.
That tonight.
All right. I'll watch that. Yeah, I got to watch Luka. That 77 jersey, by the way, is going ballistic right now.
I just got to say, like, I don't know, you know, you can say what you want about, oh, is he going to retire? Is he retired? I watched the first Lakers game after that trade. Just, I didn't think Luka was going to play, but I was like, well, maybe. And he was in the building. He was on the bench. LeBron James still looks as good as he's ever looked.
Yeah. I know.
He doesn't, he's a top 10 player in the league.
Is there a need to retire?
Why would you?
You can't come back.
When you have Luka, why would you retire with that team?
I would keep going, man, if I'm him.
Even if you can't do it this year, sign any fucking center in the offseason.
Yeah, this is...
Just anybody. It doesn't matter who it is, because he's not going to get that much playing time because they run a small lineup half the time with Hachimura and fucking, what's his nuts, Dalton Connect, and then...
Yeah,
LeBron and Doncic.
By the way, Dalton Connect had to come back to the team in that trade,
yeah.
So like that's an
they
awkward...
They still got him.
That's an awkward...
He's a young guy.
I hope so.
And like a 24-year-old rookie, which is rare. So
I hope they're able to patch things up over there.
If they're not, they can trade him for somebody else. Fuck him.
But as much as I hate LeBron as a person.
It is a privilege to be on the Lakers. Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
And as much as I hate LeBron as a person, God damn it, man. You have to marvel at what he's doing right now. I watched that game, too.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
If you don't respect LeBron James as a player, and like truly, like you can even talk about him being like a bitch or whatever, like whining on the court, but like I don't even care because the things he does well are so brilliant. Like I almost like watching him pass better than anything else he does.
Yeah,
and it's just, I mean, he's just incredible.
It's what he's doing at this age is just simply unheard of, and it doesn't look like he's on the gas like those Miami years it did. Here
he's more Brady now.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, like he's just doing that Brady stretching and all that blah, blah, blah.
Well, which is what you need to. So they jacked up that spread tonight to 12.5 on my bookie. Rightfully so, if Luka's going to play. AD is out multiple weeks. They're not saying how long. I'll switch on over to Philly here just because you deserve some bit of bad news. Embiid is going to need another knee surgery over there. So, like I said last year, you probably should have gotten rid of that guy. Same with AD. That was the reason why they got rid of him.
Yeah,
so
just wasn't
too many injuries over there. Looking at the rest of this here, All-Star break. Well, are they doing the four-team thing? What are they going to do with that over there with the NBA?
Yeah,
they were pitching that.
I think it's a race to 20 points or something like that.
God, and then the winner plays the other.
There's only one All-Star.
Is Adam Silver just like an algorithm?
Yeah.
He might be.
He's an android.
If you want one way to fix it, though, and the ratings and all that other shit, I could fix that overnight for you, dude. Just open up the feed to podcasts and then have us go picture in picture. The advertisers are satisfied. Everybody else is satisfied, and you can keep the money train rolling.
Has basketball always kind of leaned young, though? Because I remember I loved basketball growing up, obviously, with Iverson in the sneaker culture.
Yep.
Just being cool. Like, there was a culture coolness to it. And I think that, I don't know. Maybe we're just old.
No, it's not that.
People just hate the NBA.
I asked that. So my 10-year-old knows everything about every NBA player.
Yeah.
Knows everything else. He will not sit down and watch a game with me. All they do is watch clips.
Yep.
They just watch the highlights, and they don't want to sit and watch a game.
Every NBA fan is a t-shirt fan.
Yes.
Every NBA fan is a casual.
Yep. And they only just want to watch clips now, and that's all it is. It's a clip league, and therefore, if it is, and you want to keep the money train rolling, let us go picture in picture, call this shit, have us gamble on it, and then we can do it live on air. That would be fun.
They're just having the same problem that baseball has, which is getting people interested in regular season games. Because the NBA playoffs is pretty good every fucking year.
Yes.
Every year it's good. But their regular season is fucking brutal, man. And with baseball, it's 162 games, so who fucking cares?
Yeah.
It's 162 games, and you sell 50,000, 40,000 tickets to every single game, right? Basketball, there's 82, and you sell, and half of those, obviously, and you sell maybe 18,000 tickets.
Yep.
Right? It's you can't have guys that are making fucking $40, $50 million a year sitting out because their feelings are hurt. I'm sorry.
Or
man.
They're tired.
Like, I don't care if you're tired. Get your fat ass up and go play fucking basketball.
I think they also have a problem. I was reading about this the other day that I kind of agree with, even though I bristled at it when they talked about it with baseball, but I do think it was a valid complaint with baseball as well. And that baseball was dealing with a few years ago, NBA is dealing with it now, and they're dealing with the problem of being a solved game. You know what I mean? Because the NBA, they've just realized the equation. It's threes and dunks. That is it. That's all you do. That's the best way to win. They're just going off the analytics and stuff like that. Baseball had that same problem. Remember, it's all strikeouts, walks, home runs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was the same thing. It was a quote unquote solved game. The value of swinging out of your fucking shoes was greater than, according to every team, the value of making the defense work, putting the ball in play and stuff
like that. But
baseball
should have, they solved it in the wrong way. The pitch clock is not the right way to solve it. The right way to solve it is to not throw dudes out when they fucking put a baseball in somebody's rib cage, right?
Yeah.
Because against Randy or Pedro or somebody like that, if you were putzing around fucking tacking up your gloves and all this shit, you're catching one, dude. I don't give a fuck what's happening.
But
and then the other guy's got to hit your guy, and now we got
to
fight.
I think right? Rob's
and
onto
that's how,
something, though.
That's how fucking rivalries are made. It's not like Jorge Soler. There was a moment. Carlos Correa hit a home run, and he does this. Oh, fuck yeah, it's our turn. Jorge Soler does it like three innings later, does the same thing. Nobody fucking remembers. Those guys don't even play for those teams anymore. Nobody fucking cares. But if Jorge Soler had caved Carlos Correa's head in, onto the field in a fight or something like that, or vice versa even, the Astros and Braves fan bases would hate each other. And that's why they go watch the fucking game.
Turn it into the NHL. And that's the reason why the NFL is so successful, is because there's violence.
It's just intrinsic to the game.
Yes.
Right.
There's and also, they are trying to do other things to solve the solved game thing, right? With the bases being bigger, and they want more stealing, right? So they want more run game in baseball.
Which you would think.
I like the pitch count. I actually like the bigger bases, which I shit on earlier.
I think they're doing a good job. The pitch clock is stupid and unnecessary.
I like it.
It shaved 20 minutes off the game time. Who fucking cares?
A lot of people. I do. And
meanwhile, they're slapping an extra hour onto football.
Yeah.
Right. But
I know if your product. If you are in a position where your product or you're trying to limit the exposure of your product because it's not good enough, you're fighting the wrong fucking battle. That's not the right battle to fight. Make your product better, and nobody will give a shit how long
it
lasts.
The clock. I like the pitch clock. I like watching it on television because it's faster. I like being there because it's faster.
I think,
enjoy it.
I think cutting down on the making relievers pitch a minimum is probably the solution that was better than the pitch.
Yeah, that worked the best.
Yeah,
for sure.
Back to basketball, I think you really need to incentivize the mid-range jumper.
Yeah.
That's really going to get the people.
Or let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Or wait, but let me ask you this.
So Karl Malone can come back into the NBA.
Do you extend the three-point line? Because even at a child's level, having coached basketball for kids, at fucking 8 years old, all they want to do is bomb threes. That's it. So like,
because anybody can do it.
Yes. So do we get rid of that or extend the line so they can't do it anymore?
I mean, it's already kind of different depending on where you are on the court, right? The corners are 21 and the fucking keys are 24, I think.
Yeah.
In the
NBA, it's something weird like that, yeah.
Just make it all 24.
The problem is players are too good now.
They are.
They're just too good.
Yep.
Make the court bigger.
Something.
Or make the rim smaller, like it's a carnival.
That would suck.
Oh, boy.
That would suck.
Do you imagine that?
No, I can't imagine that, no.
Wow.
That would suck. I could imagine the court being a little bit bigger, though.
So let me ask you this, because this was Adam Silver's pitch, by the way. He says
I'm done with this guy. I hate him too.
He says he's thinking about maybe moving the quarters down to 10 minutes apiece.
Why? Again.
I agree.
That is shrinkflation.
Yeah.
Don't do it. That is a mistake.
How do you ask people to spend $175 for a 40-minute game?
I mean, they do it for fucking college all the time.
Yeah, college basketball tickets ain't cheap, depending where you go.
But it's funner. It's a better product.
It's a better environment. So they really, the problems are they have environment problems.
Yeah.
It's NBA games are fucking boring.
Yeah. And if you take it from 48 down to 40, you take your rotation down from 12 or 11 down to fucking 7 or 8. and dudes on the roster will shrink. You don't need 15 guys to play 40 minutes.
They play rap music in the midst of the game.
Yeah, NBA games are it's boring bored shit. NBA games.
Yeah, yeah. I will watch this Lakers game tonight, yeah, for Luka though.
I probably went to like
it's a non-serious sport
over the course of like 5 years in Oakland. When I was really paying attention to it, I probably went to like 50 Warriors games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them was exciting because they were fucking people up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But even like the halftime stuff, it was that Chinese lady that throws bowls on
her. Oh, Red Panda.
Yeah.
She's the goat.
Come on, man. I can't watch this again.
Red Panda's the best.
Here's what we should have had is fucking people shooting arrows at each other. Put screens up, right? Like put something up. Nets or some shit that the arrows can't go through, and have a full-on arrow fight. Like two dudes, they pace off, they turn around and Legolas that shit. Pop, pop. I'd watch that all day.
Yeah.
And I would stay for the fourth quarter if that happened in the third.
Yeah. What if we just added trampolines?
Slam ball?
Oh, slam ball. Let's go slam ball.
I think they're bringing slam ball back.
They're bringing it back.
It's been back, brother.
Yeah, they're bringing
Although,
it back.
I think there's some Chinese money involved, so
my kneesers. Some kneesers, that's
as long
fine.
As people are getting fucking nuts dragged across their foreheads and dunked on. That's I don't know who's paying for
broken
it.
Legs left and right.
Exactly.
Fuck them. They shouldn't have had legs then.
Last but not least, here we'll close this out with UFC. Delco, tell us about what happened with DDP over the weekend and Sean Strickland.
Beat Sean Strickland's ass, broke his nose.
Yeah.
Won all five rounds.
Derek was telling me he reset his nose.
Yeah.
Himself?
Who's Sean? Yeah, he's a fucking meathead mongoloid, dude. That's he doesn't hilarious. Give a shit. That's it's like hilarious. He's whatever you want to say about him, he's a tough motherfucker. I guarantee you. He just like popped it back in.
100%.
He may not have even felt it, to be honest.
I missed the fight. How was it? Did you enjoy it? How was the card all the way around?
The card was what it was. You know, okay. You kind of knew what you were getting into. It wasn't a loaded card, it was a bad card. It was a fine fight. I wouldn't have spent money on it. I didn't.
So, oh, yeah. A lot of people were doing that. Pay-per-view is struggling for UFC this year.
They're doing just fine. I think UFC breaks records every year.
For
Gates and for pay-per-view.
Oh, Gates, look, revenue. Gates and in-person and all the other stuff. I think their biggest issue is the Dagestanis, man.
Like, they don't pay anyone, so they make a lot of money.
Well, they don't, yes. They run a profitable business over there. You still need superstars, though, man.
So the biggest fight that is out there right now is going to be DDP versus Chimaev. Because Chimaev's a fucking
That's
going to
be
too.
A tough fight. Like, DDP is very accurate puncher, and he throws a lot of volume punches. But he doesn't have the knockout power some of these other guys have.
DDP's just a fucking he's a white gorilla.
Yeah, he's a very good athlete, but he's not like a super knockout guy. I mean, you can see he beat up Sean's face, but he didn't knock him out. Sean's a tough dude. You can hit him in the face all day. He's gonna lose the fight, but he's not gonna go down like that. Against Chimaev, I think Chimaev might fuck DDP up. It's gonna be a
DDP
really good fight.
He might just hoss him. Too much of a hoss.
Like his lower body strength is so good, he could just fucking
it's too big.
Yeah, that's gonna be a much better fight than this. Not that I don't like watching. I love watching Strickland fight because he's tough as fuck.
Yeah,
he'll fight anybody.
Can you pop that? Are we allowed to show?
No,
because it's covered in blood. It'd be great.
Well, it was pay per view.
Yeah. Gotcha. And then last but not least, here apologize. Here damn. Was boxing. So Canelo last week, I don't know if you guys got caught up in this or saw it, but he originally agreed to fight Jake Paul, which was going to be hilarious and awesome.
I thought he originally was supposed to fight Bud Crawford.
Well,
then Jake Paul, and then Bud Crawford.
So it was Jake Paul first, and that was going to be on May 3rd, and that would have been hilarious because Jake Paul would have been, I mean, absolutely fucking destroyed there.
Mm-hmm.
By that, instead, Saudi Arabia steps in and gives him a 3-fight deal over there. I'm not sure. The first fight is in Saudi Arabia. It's against some Cuban kid who's undefeated. So he's going to do that on May 3rd. Second fight in September will be Bud Crawford.
Yeah, it's a proper fight.
So that will be fun. However, he's got to jump up. I mean, they got to go to 168 there. So Crawford's got to go up. Canelo's got to go down a little bit. Who would you take in the Bud Crawford fight? That I'll pay for.
I don't know who Bud Crawford is.
We watched it at your house. Against Tank.
Oh, he's a tiny man.
No, Tank is, yeah.
No, Bud's not that tall. Not that tiny.
How tall is he?
He's a 145 guy.
He moves up.
Yeah. Bud Crawford is the best in the business, in my opinion. He's undefeated. He's the only undefeated boxer we've had kind of approaching that Rocky Marciano Floyd Mayweather record there.
He's older than Alvarez, but I would take Bud's, though.
I would, too.
Bud is 5'8".
5'8", and he weighs, what, 145 typically?
That's about the same as Canelo.
Yeah.
He's 5'8", or 5'7", I think, actually.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not super tall. I mean, that's a small weight class.
But Bud's not fighting at, like, 120. He's not tiny.
No, he's not losing. No. Like, what's he walk around at, you think?
154? Like 160.
So he moved up to 154 last year. So
yeah, Canelo's 5'7". So
I don't know how much weight he cuts.
Canelo's at 168. He probably, what does he cut?
Well, he's going to move up. So Crawford said he's going to move up. He wants
he's
going to
move up.
Yes.
That's going to be tough for Crawford, to be honest.
You
lose so much stamina putting on weight like that.
Yep. Yeah. At least the fight got shifted to September. Yeah.
Time, yeah. I mean, John Jones didn't look like, but he took 2 years putting on muscle, right?
Right.
And put like how much muscle weight can you really put on in 6 months?
It's
maybe 10 pounds,
I think,
right?
It's a
and
tough
that takes
ask.
You up to 155. And what's the rest? Water and fat. I mean, yeah. Come on, man.
Now financially for Crawford,
who cares?
Yeah.
Go in there and let him fucking punch your brains out of your head. You can afford to get new brains after that.
You got
that's a $30 million fight, right?
And I'm No,
30 to 50 at a minimum. That's what Canelo's deal is, 50.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this was Saudi Arabia now.
Oh, it's Saudi Arabia.
So you're doing Saudi money.
Probably 100 then.
Yeah. I mean, it's nuts. So 250 all the way around, promoters included. And for Bud Crawford, you take it. For Canelo, you take it.
Yeah,
and all
of
that other shit. And I watch it. Like, I'm amped for that.
I mean, it's a TV show. People are like, oh, fucking love with the game. It's a fucking TV show.
Yep.
If somebody wants you to come and look, do your best. Go try to knock the dude's brains out. But who fucking cares? At the end of the day. Be entertaining. It's an entertainment.
The only gripe that I have is it's another sport, a U.S. sport that Saudi's buying up, saying, hey.
MBS is trying desperately to move that country into modernity, and it's the only thing that anybody in the Middle East is doing that makes any sense right now.
Do you know Liv had an event this weekend?
I did not.
Nobody knew.
12,000 people watched it.
Nobody
knew.
Shut
the fuck up.
12,000
people. On CW? Because they're televising CW now.
I think they're on
Do you think
Fox,
that the Saudi...
I think they have like an FS1 deal now.
Is the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund just like another branch of the USAID?
Kind of. I think they're trying to get involved with the merger of the PGA Tour and the PIF.
Okay.
If that's their long play, that would make a lot of sense.
They're also, yes. I think, going to try to get involved with the American Sovereign Fund with Trump.
Good. I mean, they did. They are going to put $600 billion into our economy.
It'd be beneficial for both.
Yeah. We got some new t-shirts.
Oh, we do? Pop them up on screen here. What do we got here?
Go to the green one on the left.
On drinkingbros.com. Let's see what this is here. What do we
What's
got?
What's that say? Oh.
White people ended slavery.
And it's got my name under it because it's a quote, obviously.
Yeah, it's Dan Holloway.
Delco, what do you keep looking back
What are you
for?
Looking away for? What are you looking away for?
I just don't know what this has to do with sports.
Nothing.
Nothing, dude. It's our merch company.
White people ended slavery, Dan Holloway. And then there's another one that's Dan-isms, and there's some definite. I don't know where this came from. I don't know who did this.
Somebody created it, I think, in the chat.
Oh, yeah, it might be a fucking, it might be in Maine or something like that. But it's basically just me saying racist shit, to be honest.
You can go to drinkingbros.com, grab some merch, grab some teas here, moving away from Bank of America. Fuck them, dude. And then last but not least here, breaking news, Tiger will not play in the Genesis due to his mother's death.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out of that. When's the next time we will see him play? Masters, maybe?
Masters.
Yeah. He's got a...
He might play one warm-up, right?
He's a warm-up. But, I mean, Torrey... So the Genesis obviously moved from Riviera because of the fires.
Mm.
So Torrey would have been a bit of a walk for his leg. Plus, I mean, obviously his mother just died.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, at least it's an elevated event this week. But, yeah, Torrey's not that cool.
No.
Second time. I don't need to see Torrey twice a year.
No, me neither. Congratulations on the Eagles. All right?
Yeah.
Cheers, man. Cheers. Are you going to the parade?
No. Okay. No, I'll be here.
Okay.
Hard right. work.
Well, if you want to take that Thursday night flight, go. We'll allow it. So you won the championship. Think about it.
No.
You want to go eat some horse shit?
Just another day.
Yeah, we can get you some horse shit.
Well, I'm sure they've got it. They've got it.
Well, he doesn't want to go all the way to Philly for horse shit.
That's
We're in
true.
Texas.
We can go down the street there for that. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Danthony and Anthony Holloway, Super Bowl champion Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.